please take a this time now to just go around the church and interact with the various exhibitions and exhibits, and just reflect upon them. And if you've any wee notes you want to take notes of things or think about things, we'll come back later on this evening and we'll talk about that experience. So please feel free to do that. Thank you. When you get a moment, if we could all just come back into the centre of the church. And we're sorry that some of you who are looking in the internet have been unable to see all the various exhibits that are around the church this evening. But for those of you who are looking in, on this side aisle there are some artefacts there to get people to start thinking about how we make choices in life. And there's even a chess set, and just think about the kind of choices that you can have if you're playing chess, because each chess man has a particular choice, that a way that they can move, and that's it. And there are, I think, I don't play chess all that well, so, but those who do know chess will know that you can look at that and it's a game of choices. But knowing to make the right choices, I think, is the success of that particular game. And then there is there's been some animations being made, a little film on the story of the lost sheep, and that's going to be available for people to see during the week. And then as you come into the transept here, there's an area here just thinking about worship and praise, and there's a banner which speaks about blow trumpets and horns and shout for joy, and there's meditations, and there's a guitar covered with the Bible, passages of the Bible stuck all round it. So that's in that area. And then over here is, again, an area which has got the River of Life in it, and it has the streets paved with gold, and it has a treasure box that says, lay not for yourself up treasure in heaven. And then through next door, there is also a very challenging area where it gets us to think about people who are in dark places and struggling in difficult times, and how we can come out of the dark into the light and find the presence of God. So these are some of the things that have been going on that people have been looking at and reflecting on this evening. So this month, as we are going to look, we are going to be looking at the way Jesus talked about freedom in his teaching. Freedom is one of the central building blocks upon which Jesus built his knowledge and his revelation of God. He calls us to be free. And many of his parables, he talks about how Jesus calls people to be, how he calls people to, in his parables, he calls people to be free. God calls people to be free. And the whole story of salvation centers around the God who delivers his people from bondage, from slavery to freedom. And all of that's very relevant in our society today as people are searching for freedom.
We're just going to take a minute or two to think about what it means to be free to choose. We're all faced with decisions to make, and too often our decisions reflect that battle that goes on within each one of us between good and evil, the real struggles that we have in the human heart. And someone once said that the human heart is the greatest weapon of mass destruction. How we think determines how we live, and how we live is determined by what we believe. What we believe is determined by what's been revealed to us, and it's what's been revealed to us in God's word, because it's the Christian Bible. It's that book which is full of revelation and truth, where the choice, where we have that choice, and choice and freedom at the heart of that gospel of revelation. We're going to watch a video which grapples with this issue of choice. It's from Schindler's List. So let's have a look at the video.
The unconditional surrender of Germany has just been announced.
I see. That's a powerful clip that challenges us to think about the choices we make in our lives. And the greatest choice that we have ever made is to come and follow Jesus. And this next meditation leads us to that place where we think about choosing to be baptized, choosing to follow Christ, choosing to allow that to touch our lives and change us, the water of baptism.
It's freedom alone that enables us to understand God. God in his nature is free, free to do as he wills. Humankind longs to imitate that freedom, but so often it's the choices that we make that prevent us from worshipping and imitating that freedom. We're consumed by materialism. We worship things and become slaves to objects. And in doing so, we turn others into objects. God doesn't require us to worship him because he is in need of our adulation. God is self-contained. He doesn't need anything from us. However, he knows we need to give in order to be free. Therefore, God has created within us the desire and the need to worship. And we will either worship things, objects that have no value unless we give them a value, or we will worship God and in so doing discover our own value and freedom. Worship enables us to see the whole of life as an offering to God, our work and our leisure time, our laughter, our joy, our sorrow, are all acts of worship to the Almighty. We're going to sing two songs of worship now. Let's just sing them in a quiet, in a prayerful way as we come before God and just focus on worshiping him, going beyond just the singing of the words through into actually giving God glory, pouring out worship from our hearts.
Stand and sing.
Light of the world, you step to see my sin upon that.
just leave that one song and move on to the next section of our service this evening, and I'll ask Sheena to present the next part of our service. No, yes.
We're thinking about different types of freedom, how the Bible frees us for different things. It frees us to choose to make the right choices. It frees us to worship, but it also frees us for service. The Bible is a book that's all about people who spent their lives in service to others, and Jesus is the greatest example of that person who became a servant. He once said, if anyone would be great among you, he or she must become the servant of all. Have you ever thought about volunteering? Are you involved some way in the church already? What we'd like you to do now is to split into probably about three groups and just spend a few minutes talking about your experience of serving others, telling a story about how you've served others, and thinking about where the needs in your own community are. It might be your community of work, it might be your geographical community, it might be your community of friends, but where are the needs in the place that you would think of as community, and how could people be of service there? So if we could split into three groups, maybe just around where you're sitting.
I wonder if we could gather round again and just move on to our next thing. We've been thinking about being freed to serve and how that freedom, when we begin to serve, God has freed us to worship, and that worship allows us to be free to do amazing things. And one of the things it allows us to do is to serve others. And it's as we begin to serve, no doubt you've had a little discussion about that, that can be an amazing experience. People can get so much joy in helping other people and getting just so many people. Sometimes you hear somebody and they've served someone and then they reply, but it's my pleasure because I enjoyed doing it. And there's many things. I know that even within the church here, we've got the dementia group on a Tuesday, and the people who come down to serve and help, if you were to ask them, why are you doing it? They would say, it's my pleasure. I really enjoy being part of it. And it's as we serve, we can discover great pleasure and joy. And the people who have worked hard over this weekend, there have been people in here all day yesterday, and it's been a real labor of love, and they've served everyone and made such an amazing job of the church. And if you were to ask them, they would say to you, it was my pleasure. I enjoyed it so much. Okay, sometimes it was a bit stressful trying to get everything together, but I enjoyed it, and it was my pleasure to serve you. I want you to come to the next part and to think about what it means to live a life of freedom, to be free in yourself and to feel that freedom, and to break out of the prison that maybe you're in, and to find that God is at work in your life and wanting to free you. And sometimes you need to be told that you can be free. You need to be encouraged that you can get out of the prison you're in, that there can be another way of thinking about things. And that's the whole story of Shawshank Redemption. That one of the prisoners, I'm trying to remember his name now, I think it might be Tom, but he is in prison for murder. And you don't ever know whether he actually did murder or not. But the thing is this, he's an inspirational character because he inspires the rest of the prisoners to see that they can be free even when they're in prison.
And then he particularly inspires one particular prisoner to come and join him. And he has this whole story of freedom. I want you to just have a wee look at this clip, and I hope it inspires you to see how we can inspire others to be free.
I hope to see my friend and shake his hand. I hope the Pacific is as blue as it has been in my dreams. I hope.
Did you get the point? I got the characters wrong. It was Andy in red. It's a long time since I've seen the film. But did you get the point? Andy broke out. Andy went through all the rubbish and all the muck and all the shit of all the other prisoners in that prison. And he broke free. And he made a way for Red to get out as well. And Red had to travel by faith and go and find what Andy had left him. The instructions. This is a story. This is how you can escape. This is how you can be free too. And Red finds that. And then Red travels in hope. Because that last part of the film is telling you that Red isn't sure. Will Andy be there? But he travels in hope, believing he will be. And that's the gospel, my friends. That's what the gospel of Jesus Christ is all about. He has broken into our world. He has gone through all the shit and all the rubbish in our lives, and he has set us free, and he has set us away to see how we can be free. And we, like Red, have to go to the appointed place and pick up the tickets and take what he leaves us, and then travel by faith and get busy living, because either that or we get busy dying. What are you going to do with your life tonight? That's what this is all about challenging us to come out of the darkness, come out of the places where we are bound, come out of the bondage, and be free to be the people God calls us to be. That's what going round the stations were all about tonight. And I wondered if we could just, before we conclude our service tonight, just stop for a moment. And gather round, come out and gather round, and just share together what, if there was any experience that we've had before we leave, because we're going to leave in a shop and have the benediction, but we just come round in a circle and share a wee bit about how we felt, what we encountered as we went round the different groups and the group gave us tonight. Can we do that, please? Thank you. It would be great, because it would allow those who are looking in the internet too to maybe just get a feel of what they felt about the service, and they can comment as well, and we can include their comments. But does anyone want to share just about anything that has come out of this evening's service for them that they want to take away with them and reflect upon?
Well, I picked up a block and it said, choose to do what is right. And then you showed the film.
Yeah, I know that Jerry had said that Schindler's List film had impacted him as he was watching it on the internet. And he thought, what a challenging piece of drama it is, choosing to do the right thing, and how costly it is. And yet, the regret that sometimes we could do more, isn't it? I could have done more.
I was touched by reading something that Nelson Mandela said in the section that of the prison where he's talking about real courage and how real courage is recognizing the fear that we have, not having fear at all, but recognizing the fears that we have and conquering that fear. And that is something that speaks a lot to me. How do I recognize my own fear and do something to conquer it?
I too found that area quite moving. I wouldn't have expected it to, but I found it quite moving and challenging, especially going into the little small area, 6x2 or 6x3 or whatever it is. I found it quite, it was a humbling experience, and I just found that quite moving, standing there. Quite an interesting experience. And it's difficult for those on the internet who maybe have not here, but to just go and stand there and then to come out, and this whole idea of fear that you're saying in Mandela, all these quotes have been quite powerful in that room. Is anyone else to share anything tonight?
There was just one thought that came to me when I was in that little room. I was looking at all the things that hold you prisoner: drink, pornography, gambling debts, and everything like that. But the thought that went through my mind was, well, thank goodness I haven't got any of those problems. And then I thought, well, I've got the biggest problem of all. I had pride. And pride can hold us back so easily in what we're doing in the church. We're not doing it for the Lord. We're not. Well, we're just not admitting it. We're okay. And pride is one of the biggest problems that any Christian can have, any person can have. And it was what came to me.
I really enjoyed the little animation that's been done, that the children had done with the sheep, and just the sense of love that there was as this shepherd and the dog went after the little sheep, and just even through that little animation that's been done, how it conveyed that sense of God's love for each one of us, and the freedom that there is in being found by him.
I think it was just reinforces that whole element of, you know, being in the dark and the whole sense of emptiness when you walk into that room, and especially that dark space. It just felt like nothing. And just in contrast, being in this area and the love and looking at the children's work and just the love and that warmth that you felt surrounded you as well.
I just felt that looking forward to the week ahead, that anybody who comes in here over the week, no matter what their belief is, that the Word of God must come alive for them just by going through everything here, that they, rather than trying to kind of find out for yourself, that the story of the Word of God is just come alive. Just, I haven't gone round everything tonight, but just the bits that I've managed to get round it, I do believe that no matter who comes in through the door this week, they're bound to be kind of changed by what they find going round here.
Yeah. I would like to just publicly thank everyone, especially the group that worked so hard to put all these things together. They spent a huge amount of their time. And I know there were some people didn't get away to after 3 o'clock this morning. And that's just dedication and commitment. And a huge thank you to all of you who were involved in that. But it's ministry, and God is going to bless this. And if you're feeling a bit weary and tired tonight, go home and relax, knowing that God has used you in a very deep and wonderful way to touch people's lives. And it's such a contrast, isn't it, coming out of that darkness, even into the heavenly place as well, and the water of life and all that goes in the worship here. Exactly all these things you're seeing, Mike, is just quite powerful. I wonder if we could maybe just closed by sharing together the grace and perhaps praying for someone and praying for people. If we could take a moment to just pray for people who might come in here this week, that they might be touched by the presence of God. And as the tables are set up tomorrow and people come in, and this is a cafe area, that they might also just encounter something of the special presence of Christ in this place. As the Christ presence is so real here, and this morning the presence of Christ in worship was so real, and again here tonight, this living word in everything we do, speaking to our hearts. Gracious Father, as we, at the end of an evening, leave here to go home, we pray for our friends on the internet who are looking in. We pray that you might encourage them and strengthen them, and they might feel that it's been good for them to be with us this evening. We thank you for those who have travelled in person to be here this evening. We ask that you would bless each one and touch them with a sense of your peace, and also disturb us where we need to be disturbed, but above all, free us in order that we might serve. For we pray these things through Christ our Lord, as we say together the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Thank you for coming this evening, and remind you to tell your friends to come back tomorrow and the next few days. And we need help. If there's anybody able to sign up to help during the week of activities, we need help. Could you speak to Heather or Douglas, because they're running the rota, and we do need some folks to man and woman the rota. So if you're able to help, that'd be a great help. Thank you. Thank you. Well, we just think you're part of our church family now. So it's nice when you come up and join us. It's great to see you here. And it's good to have Len with us as well. He's just part of the church family as well. And that, I think that's what we want to be, a church that's a wide church, isn't it? It's not about where we are. It's about how we are.